Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in Radio DMG may or may not be the views and opinions of the DMGI's family of sites. All music used in this podcast is the property of whoever made it, and no copyright infringement is intended. God bless this albatross, and hold on tight for the awesome you're about to receive.
It's good to be the king.
Welcome to Radio DMG, 100% Newsity. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, for today, Friday, the 18th of November, 2011. I'm your host, Philip Wesley. I already said that. The Mile High Mouth. Got to put our branding in there somewhere. And today is Friday. And you know, you got to get down on Friday. But unfortunately, today, it's not all happy news. In fact, a lot of it's very disturbing, depressing, and annoying for the most part. But before we get into that, let me go ahead and, by request, let me go ahead and tell you what I've been playing recently. Well, I'm not going to go through the whole list because it's usually a very, very long list, so I'll just look at one of the highlights. Now, if you follow us on DMG Ice, and you're a subscriber or you're a friend of us on Flickr, or if you follow us on Twitter, or if you follow us on Facebook, which is Facebook.com/officialDMGIce, you'll know that yesterday, Thursday, the 17th, we updated the download guide and the Flickr page where we keep all the little screenshots that Nintendo sends us. Anyways, yesterday for $6.99, the 3D classic Kirby's Adventure came out on Nintendo 3DS eShop. I picked that one up. I've played it for about, I've spent about maybe an hour into it. It is exactly the same game that was on the NES, but with some nice little visual enhancements. It's pushing a couple more colors than the NES was capable of doing, and the 3D adds a subtle layering effect to it, meaning that it looks like you're looking into the screen a bit. It's not drastically in your face like Xevious, or a weird perspective shift like Urban Champion, but what it is a really nice looking, kind of like you're looking through a 3D Viewmaster, if you remember those little red things with the little orange thing that you click, you put a little disc in it, and I'm really sounding old now just explaining it to my audience, but it adds that effect to it. And it's very nice. I kind of wish they'd go back and do that with more NES games, because the little bit of added depth is pretty cool. I kind of hope that they do maybe a 3D classic Super Mario Bros. 3, because that would be great. Although it looks like after Kid Icarus, that's the next 3D classic, comes out, it looks like they're going to start doing Super Nintendo version games. Because like I mentioned, mentioned before, they were talking about doing a 3D classic version of A Link to the Past. And there's a rumor floating around that they're going to be doing a 3D classic version of Super Metroid, which would be awesome. And they should do that. I don't know who I have to kidnap to make this possible, but somebody needs to tell me so we can get on that. So, let's go into, the Sony Vita is available for pre-order again in Japanese stores. However, some mom-and-pop stores have stated that they will not carry the device until a Monster Hunter title is announced or available on it. Which I can understand. I mean, it's $250, the accessories are expensive and such, and these are not exactly going to fly off the shelves. Oh, well. Although I think they're probably joking. One would hope they were, but one could see where they wouldn't be. We also uploaded a new video to YouTube for the Mario Kart 7 event in Los Angeles that Nintendo had recently. where they showed off the West Coast Customs cars, or sorry, carts that'll be on display over there. Well, the details are in the video, and it's worth checking out. We'll have a link to the video in our show notes. It's on our YouTube channel, and if you subscribed to our YouTube channel, you would have already seen it. Just so you know. Or if you're following us on Twitter, or if you like us on Facebook. Or if you check the website religiously 7 or 8 times a day like you should. People, if you aren't checking dmgice.com 7 or 8 times a day, you're not doing the Lord's work. And I'm very disappointed in you. So, but let's get into the not awesome news. The first bit of sad news is that Gary Garcia, of Buckner and Garcia fame, died today in his home in Englewood, Florida. He was born July 28, 1948, and died November 17, 2011. He died yesterday. And we just really, they found out about it today. The announcement was today. If you go to BucknerGarcia.com, there's a statement on the website. That's BucknerGarcia. He was pretty famous for his songs Pac-Man Fever or Do the Donkey Kong, Hyperspace, The Defender. They're all video game related songs that were released by Buckner and Garcia during the late 1970s and early 1980s. Their most recent work was to do some music for the game media titans Giant Bomb, as well as new song concepts based on modern games like Street Fighter and Angry Birds. We at Radio DMG and DMG Ice appreciate the music that they put out, and we encourage you to support them. The music's a little silly because it is disco, but it's also really fun. And that's the point of video games and the point of video game music. It's to have some fun. Unfortunately, we'd like to... Unfortunately, we won't be getting any more music out of Gary Garcia of Buckner and Garcia. And that is pretty tragic because it wasn't expected. No word yet on what the cause of death was, but it was not expected. It just kind of happened suddenly. We at Radio DMG and DMGIS would like to take a couple seconds of silence to remember Gary Garcia. And now we'd like to talk about the death of something else. The death of the internet. Or rather, of internet privacy and the internet as a free medium. You see, there are... Let's just call them the government. Oh wait, yeah, that's what they are. Anyways, the big thing right now is that House Bill H.R. 3261, or the Stop Online Piracy Act, known as SOPA, online, SOPA, no relation to the sopapilla, which is a delicious food. I wish this were a delicious food, but unfortunately, SOPA is anything but delicious. It's in House hearings currently. Now, House Bill H.R. 3261 it expands the ability of the government through executive order or Homeland Security to shut down access to parts of the internet. In other words, let's say you could put up a national firewall, so that people in the United States would not be able to access, say, the Pirate Bay, or 2chan, or any other type of websites that the government deems to be promoting piracy or promoting speech that's an expansion of government that we really don't need. What's funny is that H.R. 3261 is the big bill that everyone's talking about. SOPA, But what's weird about that is that that H.R. 3261, which was proposed during the last Congress House, is actually the sister bill of Senate Bill 968 and Senate Bill 1228. There's actually two bills in the Senate that are in committee still, just like this one is. This one's in hearings, and it's still in committee. And the sister bills are in committee and hearings currently. And if this one were to pass, it would be combined with the Senate bills and then sent off to the president, who would probably sign it. There's been a lot of talk because Joystick had an article where they're talking about how Nintendo sponsored this bill, as did EA. What they're forgetting is that so did Microsoft, so did Apple. In fact, Steve Jobs helped with some of the wording of this bill before he died. Because this bill is almost what? It's kind of old. It was sponsored by Lamar Smith, a Republican from Texas. And it's co-sponsored by several other people, about 24 other people. And I'm going to go ahead and read who they are, what state they're in, their party affiliation, and when they signed on to co-sponsor it. These people are Representative Mark E. Amadoy, I can't pronounce his last name, Republican, signed on to it November 3rd, 2011. Representative John Barrow, Georgia, he's a Democrat, signed on 11-14-2011, so November 14th. Representative Karen Bass, California, Democrat, November 3rd, 2011. Representative Howard L. Berman, California, Democrat, October 26, 2011. Representative Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee, Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative Mary Bono Mack, California, Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative, let's bring this down a little. John R. Carter, Texas, Republican, 11-3-2011. Representative Steve Chabot, Ohio, Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative John Conyers Jr., Democrat, Michigan, Michigan. Yeah, 10-26-2011. Representative Theodore E. Deutsch, Florida, Democrat, 10-26-2011. California, Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative Bob Goodlatte, VA, that's Virginia, I think, yeah, Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative Tim Griffin, Arizona, or is that AR? I think that's Arizona. It might be Arkansas. It's probably Arizona. Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative Peter T. King, New York, Republican, 11-3-2011. Ben Ray Lujan, New Mexico, that's NM, Democrat, 11-14-2011. Representative Tom Marino, Pennsylvania, it's PA, so I think that's Pennsylvania or Philadelphia. I forgot. Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is a city. Derp. Republican, 11-3-2011. Representative Alan Nunnally, MS, I think that's Mississippi? Yes, Mississippi. Republican, 11-3-2011. Representative William L. Owens, New York, Democrat, November 14, 2011. Representative Dennis Ross, Florida, Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative Steve Scalise, S-C-A-L-I-S-E, weird people's names, from Louisiana, Republican, 11-14-2011. Representative Adam B. Schiff, California, Democrat, 10-26-2011. Representative Lee Terry, Nevada? It's either Nevada or Nebraska. Republican, 10-26-2011. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat, Florida, signed in November 3rd, 2011, and Representative Melvin L. Watt, North Carolina, Democrat, 11-3-2011. That would be 15 Republicans and 10 Democrats. There are 193 Democrats and 242 Republicans in the House. 5% of the Democrats and 6% of the Republicans signed on to support this bill. Personally, I think we should primary everybody who signed on to this bill. Actually, we should primary the good lot of these people. A lot of them are up for re-election in 2013. So that's all. Then about half of these people are up for re-election in 2012. So keep that in mind. Anyways, this is the House version of the Senate bills, S-968 and S-1228. One of those is sponsored by Patrick Leahy. I forgot who sponsored the other one. One of them is referred to as the Protect IP bill. And it's a terrible, stupid law that they're trying to push through. Essentially, it's sponsored by a lot of Hollywood and the music industry, and then makers of certain makers of video games. The people who are against it, Google's against it, the Electronic Freedom Foundation is against it, and Video Game Voters says that we should keep track of it. Game Politics is, of course, against it. Some people in, like, there's been, on both sides of the aisle, there's been a lot of talk against it. Even Nancy Pelosi has said it's a bad idea. And, Nancy Pelosi normally has no idea what a bad idea is. I mean, she's pretty much the person who's like, well, we gotta pass this bill to see what's in it. I'm surprised. Maybe she actually read this one. Although I'm pretty sure that she doesn't know how to read. But she does know how to carry a gavel and pretend she's being threatened. But politics aside, this is a bill that's in the news, so I'm addressing it. But I do not believe that SOPA will pass, because it does not have the support in the House to pass. Which is, meaning it doesn't have a good majority of, say, the 193 Democrats or 242 Republicans in that House to pass. And although the hearings they had were really, really one-sided, they had one person against it, and then they had nine people testifying for it. And that's just messed up. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on this. I'm pretty sure it won't pass. If it does, primary the lot of them. We need to primary all these people anyways, because, hey, I think that when you serve, I think we should limit Congress people to maybe one or two terms in the House and the Senate. Be like, yeah, two and you're out. I mean, we do that with the president. Why not do that with Congress? But yeah, this is in the House. Here in the U.S., a version of a bill has to pass the House, and then it has to pass the Senate. And then let's say, if you pass a bill in the House, you send it to the Senate, they look through it, they have their own version that they add to it, and then they pass it, then they send it back to the House, which looks over it in one of their oversight committees, and then they go over to the Senate and work on a collected bill to send to the White House. And then the president either signs it or vetoes it. In the this one here will probably be in hearings for a while in committee. It might just even die in committee, which would be the best thing to do. Or it could be like the healthcare bill, where when the Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, both parts of Congress, the House and the Senate, they passed a bill sent from the House, sent it to the Senate, and then sent it to the president within 24 hours, and he signed it. Which is kind of weird, because I remember him promising something about us having 48 hours to read a bill before he would sign it. But then he signed that one in less than 24 hours after they passed it through both branches of the Congress. But yeah, politics is horrible and depressing. I think that what I'm going to go ahead and do is say that we should probably think about SOPAPIAs instead. We'll keep an eye on this. But I'd like my audience to think about the wonderful, warm, crispy, gooey goodness of a honey-covered sopapilla. Mmm. And how good and tasty and delicious a nice honey sopapilla is, and how it's the perfect thing to eat after playing around a Kirby's Adventure and listening to a song by Buckner and Garcia. And what better way to make you think about a song by Buckner and Garcia than to play one here on Radio DMG. So, sit back and we'll meet you right after this song, which is actually just long enough for you to whip out your 3DS and download a copy of Kirby's Adventure if you haven't already. And boy, do we suggest you do that. It's a great game. It's fun. You can help Kirby recover the Dream Rod and use all sorts of neat powers. Unfortunately, it's not enough time to bake a delicious sopapilla, but yes. Let me go ahead and play Pac-Man Fever by Buckner and Garcia. You're listening to it on Radio DMG. Right back right after this.
Out of my mind.
And we're back with Radio DMG. I hope that cheered you up a little bit, because we don't want to end on any kind of horrible, depressing note. This isn't Holding the Bridge. We're not intended to make you horribly depressed. Okay, Holding the Bridge won't make you horribly depressed, although, oh my goodness, some of the audio we found, But yes, I guess that's a great little teaser, isn't it? Ooh, I tease. So, thank you for listening to this episode of Radio DMG. I've been your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and good night.
Which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Apparently today was the 10th anniversary of the Nintendo GameCube. I just checked my Twitter, and Nintendo was stating that the Nintendo GameCube launched in North America today, 10 years ago. You know what? I didn't care so much about the GameCube that I forgot it came out today. I bought that thing at launch. Well, okay then, happy birthday, GameCube. You'll never be the NES or the Super NES, or even the Game Boy, or even the original Nintendo DS, or the N64. Just so you know.